We realize that we're meditating, we're doing a lot of the work ourselves, but we're depending on a lot of other people too. The fact that we have a body we got from our parents, that has been fed both by our parents and by other people, and that we've come quite a long ways on our own past good actions. We should have gratitude for all these things. The Pali word for gratitude, katanyu, means literally having a sense of what was done. It's different from appreciation. You can appreciate the trees and the sky, but they're not doing anything specifically to help you. Gratitude is for cases when someone went out of the way to do something good that helped you. And that requires a special appreciation, more than just ordinary appreciation. You have to realize that this is how we live in this world. It's through not only our own efforts, but also through the kind efforts of others. And if we have a sense of that, then we're more likely to go out of our way to help other people too. That's why they say that gratitude is a sign of a good person. So try to think of all the people who've helped you, and how much you depend on their health and help, and how much they had to go out of their way. It starts, of course, with your parents. And then it spreads out to all the people who've taught you and helped you in other ways. And how do you repay that debt? Well, one, you try to be a good person, too. If you can repay the debts directly to them, that's fine. If not, then you can spread some of that goodness out in the world. And, of course, that goodness will rebound back to their credit as well. After all, they shaped you into being a good person, and this is one of the influences that they still have in the world, is the goodness that you do. So we're on this week, the week of Thanksgiving. It's important to think about, well, to whom and to what should we really be grateful? Anybody who's helped us, we should be grateful for. Anybody who's gone out of the way to do things that have helped us, either in a material way or in terms of understanding the Dharma. We want to appreciate that, the actions they did. Realize that they had to make a lot of effort sometimes. Raising a child is not an easy thing. Living in this world as a human being is not an easy thing. So you should have gratitude too for your own good actions in the past. It means don't waste them. We have this human birth, well, don't waste it. Make sure you put it to good use. Your body, your words, your deeds. As John Lee used to say, bow down to your mouth every day. You've got a human mouth. It took a lot of merit to get a human mouth. So use it well. All your other abilities, you have to appreciate that these came through the difficulties of good actions. And so to show your appreciation for that, you want to use these abilities that you have in a way that's really for your good and for the good of others. That's how we can continue to live in this world, live at peace and practice the Dharma.